Hi, welcome to Adventure the Podcast. I'm your host, Carly, and I'm glad you're here. Hello, hello, friends. Thank you for coming back for episode 2. Today, I'm going to be sharing a little bit more about what I talked about in my first episode about making your life beautiful and finding those beautiful, adventurous moments in your everyday life, even if things seem mundane. As I mentioned in my first episode, I did write a blog online, and I do kind of still share those thoughts and those stream of consciousness type blog posts on my photography website, but I try to keep it more streamlined for photos now. And I know that also some people just can't be bothered to go and read a blog post, which is totally fine. But I really think this specific blog post deserves more attention than it got, honestly, because this is something that I'm really passionate about. So I'm just going to kind of transcribe or de-transcribe the blog post that I wrote on my website into this podcast. And if you want to read it, it's got some pretty pictures along with it on my website. I will put it in the show notes. I know that everyone's thinking it, but I just want to say, wow, it's almost been a year since this whole stay-at-home order thing has been happening. Hawaii is not under a stay-at-home order anymore, but, you know, COVID has heavily affected Hawaii for almost a year since last March, which is feels like that's when the whole U.S. started to get affected. And I think during this time of staying at home and quarantine or self-isolation, whatever you want to call it, you know, when we were all staying at home, which we still should be staying at home, but when everything was closed down and that you couldn't go anywhere, it really felt as though, you know, there are no more distractions. Yes, we had the internet, but we really had to go inward and think about what makes us happy. And is there anything that can make us happy outside of the outward distractions? And I think that's where this blog post came from. All right, so the post is titled Big Magic, My Attempt to Make My Life Artful. One of the things that I love to say is that I always try to find the big magic in everyday moments. As cheesy as it sounds, it's true. Who says we can't make our lives beautiful? Right here, right now. Yes, of course, one day I want to take 6 months off and travel the globe with the love of my life. And yes, of course, I want that house with that backyard full of flowers and tomatoes and a pergola covered in vines. However, there's beauty to be found right now, even if we have to make it ourselves. One thing I've found great joy in lately is having small, pretty things around the house. Cheap candlesticks, 99-cent glass vases from the thrift store, filled with flowers if I can find them, or even just empty sitting on the shelf. Old glass plates. Painting my used glass salad dressing bottles and sticking little buds of foraged flowers or even weeds in them. I also want to talk about these salad dressing bottles, the Annie's Goddess salad dressing, amazing, and the bottle is shaped beautifully. You just soak it for a little while in water and then the label just peels right off. It's amazing. A single flower sat in a martini glass, sage green bed sheets. Who made the rule that grandma's wedding china can't be mixed and matched and used for a Tuesday night dinner? In my opinion, grandma would want me to cherish it by using it, even for my mediocre roasted sweet potatoes and salmon. Another thing, looking up. And sometimes down, a lot. Here in Hilo, the sky is always changing and doing something interesting. My favorite time of day lately has been around 5 p.m. because the days are short because it's winter, but summer's coming. I feel it. And the tinges of orange and purple and blue, and some nights, afternoons even seem a little green, if that makes sense. Hashtag just photographer things. Taking photos of small things I love. These are also known as vignettes in the more traditional sense, but basically, let me explain. For example, the light streaming into a room through the crinkled Target curtains, a stray cat resting with his head on a leaf, which is a real thing. If you want to read my blog post and see that picture, it's really adorable. When the sun sparkles on the water so brightly, I feel that it could blind me. Because it probably could. When I wake up and the sky is blue, but I can still see the moon. The other day I was making some lox and bagels with avocado, and the label on the salmon said fancy, and I just thought it was so funny, so I took a photo of it. So stuff like that, little vignettes of my everyday life. They probably won't solicit many likes on Instagram, but they make me happy. And isn't that what this is all about? Also, as shallow as this might sound, having some favorite garments of clothing and wearing them often, even when I'm just at home. It feels really good to get out of my PJs and into some proper quote-unquote clothes, because I do have a favorite t-shirt and shorts combination that just makes me feel fun and cute and comfy no matter what I'm up to. I also have a few dresses that are fun to just float around the house in. Think sundress vibes, flowy, it's a breezy day, all the windows are open, stuff like that. I have this really vibrant memory of last March, which, you know, it was only 1 year ago, but also feels like yesterday. I have this vibrant memory that the sweatsuits were really in, like with the tie-dye. It's like tie-dye sweatsuits, TikTok, that whipped coffee. Oh my gosh, it's just, wow, this is taking me back. Anyways, right now I am really into little tank tops that I don't have to wear a bra in because honestly, who wants to wear one when you're just at home doing work and laundry and dishes and stuff like that? They just hold us back. Don't get me down that rabbit hole because I have a lot to say about bras. But anyway, yeah, so I've been really into the small little tank tops. I really like ribbed leggings, like workout leggings. I'm really late to the game on that one, but yes, I'm in love. And also putting on jewelry. Like, I'm not allowed to wear jewelry to my barista job, of course, because that's a food safety violation, which is good and dandy. But when I'm at home doing my photography work, doing my schoolwork, getting on Zoom calls, I like to put on a little jewelry just to make myself feel a little bit, you know, ready and fancy. I don't know. We've all got our vices, okay? You can judge me if you want, but I feel like a lot of us are in the same boat. We like to get ready. We like to feel quote unquote normal for the productive day that we wish to have. It's not always productive, which is fine. But yeah, jewelry is another thing. It doesn't have to be expensive. TJ Maxx has a lot of really cute stuff for a good price. Yeah. Anyway, creating a life you love is an art. It's complex and subjective, and it looks different for everyone. I still have goals, and I'm working hard to get there, trust me. But I've decided to fill that journey with art and the little happies, as I've heard them called, and I acknowledge that this statement can be somewhat steeped in privilege. I just wanted to share this with my little corner of the internet in hopes that it can encourage you to fill your life with art too, whatever that means to you. It doesn't have to be glass plates and salmon and looking up and taking little photos of the things that you love in your life. These are just some of the applicable things that I've done that have helped me to find the big magic. I don't want to really use that term because it's the title of a book, a very good book, but the big joy in everyday moments hidden in the little nooks and crannies of our mundane life. I'm doing air quotes, mundane life, because there's joy to be found everywhere. As I've been saying this whole time, I am a broken record at this point. Thank you so much for listening to episode 2 of Adventure the Podcast. I hope you were able to find some joy in it or even some value or insight. Please share with your friends, leave a rating or review. It really means the world to me. And I hope you'll come back for next week's episode.